Nearly $10 million was awarded to the Plumas Sierra Rural Electric Co-op last week to whittle away at the digital divide in several northern Sierra Mountain communities. The money will help bring fiber optic cable into four areas: Elysian Valley, Johnstonville, Keddie, Lake Davis, and Johnsville Gray Eagle. The service will only be available to the 358 households that no other provider will serve. Corby Irwin, Member Services Manager for Plumas Sierra, is among them. She uses a sometimes unreliable mobile hotspot at home and says not having broadband has hindered the region.
It definitely has limited the economic development, the ability for new businesses or even people moving to the area residentially to be able to get internet services.
Construction could start as soon as next month, with service possibly becoming available in some areas by the middle of next year. Irwin said without broadband, tasks like online banking and accessing the Department of Motor Vehicles can be impossible.
Day-to-day things that a lot of people in urban areas take for granted that up here in the rural areas where we don't have that access, we just can't do it.
The money originates from the State Public Utilities Commission, which has been tasked with assuring 98% of state residents have access to broadband. With few potential customers to recoup costs from, broadband providers have shied away from rural areas. The PUC has set rates ranging from $55 to $109 a month, depending on speed, with discounted low-income monthly service ranging from $15 to $35. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.